Thank you, Yvonne. And I am excited today, y'all. And yes, I say y'all because I'm Southern. I've been looking forward to this day ever since Yvonne talked about it, and it's here. And I'm not going to talk about last week, but because we're here today. And I want you to know, yes, I've been in Al-Anon for quite a while. I came in 1992, but that wasn't my first experience with Al-Anon. The first time I came to Al-Anon was in 1986. And what I heard in Al-Anon in 1986, and this is what I thought it was, a bunch of women wanted to kill themselves because their loved ones could not stop drinking. And I'm like, that's not for me. I'm not about killing myself. So I put Al-Anon aside, and my husband decided to get sober in 1988. But when he got sober, we were not together because I left him. I left him and started living my life, just like I thought it was supposed to be. And after 3 years of sobriety, he decided he needed his family back. And he came to me with a proposal about us getting back together. And I told him I had to think about it because we had done that song and dance before. Him leaving, me putting him out, we getting back together. We had done that, but that last time, it was 3 years before we got back together. My husband invited me to a AA conference. And at most AA conferences, they have Al-Anon meetings. And I went to this Al-Anon meeting at the conference, and they were talking about themselves. They was laughing. They was having a good time. And my husband and I was talking about getting back together. And I needed to understand how I could get some of that, how I could get past my rage, how I could get past my frustration, how I could get past the fact that he needed to be dead. So when we came back from Houston, from Beaumont that weekend, I decided here I go looking for an Al-Anon meeting. And the first Al-Anon, my husband has a big personality, and everybody around Houston knew him. And everywhere I went, they wanted to tell me how wonderful he was. I didn't want to hear how wonderful he was. I lived with him, they didn't. And I finally found a meeting where no one talked about them. I came to Al-Anon because I needed to know how to live with my husband being sober now, not realizing that I would need Al-Anon for my son as well. Well, when I found this meeting, who did not talk about my husband and so forth, I had been going there for a minute, and they needed a secretary. And this particular day, when they had their business meeting, one lady was not there, and they was said we still needed a secretary. I raised my hand. And when I left that meeting, I was the secretary. Well, the next morning at 8 o'clock, I want you to know I got a phone call. And when I hung up the phone, I was no longer the secretary of that meeting. I wish I could tell you that my first meeting was all warm and fuzzy and how welcoming they were to me with open arms. But when I hung up the phone that next morning, I realized, I looked at my husband, I said, they don't want me there. They don't want me there. I wasn't welcome. I stayed because of my personality. I'm like, they're gonna have to look at this black face every time they open their doors. And every time they had a meeting, this black face was sitting there on a chair. See, I needed to learn how to work those steps. I needed to learn how to get past that frustration. I needed to learn how to get past that rage and wanted to kill him. Well, they talked about these steps. And I'm like, I need to learn how to work the steps. So I started working the steps. I want you to know I worked those steps by myself, and I was wonderful, simply wonderful. I don't recommend that because it doesn't work. So I started going to meetings around the city of Houston, and I found me a sponsor. And I found a sponsor, and I started working the steps with this sponsor. And I really had a hard time working these steps. So she says, "Man, I'm gonna make these easy for you." She says, "Step one, two, three. Say giving up. I have to learn how to give up my vision of I can control any situation." And I had to find the God of my understanding because I put God out of my life when I turned 18. I had to learn to have faith, follow along in the healing. And then step four, five, and six. She says, owning up. Now, I want you to know, I never owned up to any of my behavior. If I offended you, oh well, put on your big girl panties, put on your big boy drawers, and, suck it up. But I remember my sister telling me, my friends don't like you. And I didn't care if her friends liked me or not, and I told her that. But when I did my fourth step and I did the four M's, and we did it from past to recovery, the management, the martyrdom, the manipulation, and the what is it? Management, martyr, manipulation. Oh goodness, I can't even think of the fourth one right now. But when I looked at my behavior doing those four M's, I didn't like me. I didn't like my behavior. I had to make some changes. And I talked to my sponsor about these, about my behavior. And this came to 7, 8, 9, making up. I had to start making some amends. And the first person I had to make amends to, I had to think about myself. And she says, man, to put yourself at the top of the list. But I had to make amends to my children because I remember my daughters telling my husband, you're going to leave and leave us with her, talking about me. How awful I felt hearing my daughter say that. But see, my behavior meant that when he did things he did, I raged at them. I raged at them. So I had to make some amends to my children. And there were some people I put on them like, duh, that will never happen. But as time went on, I did make amends to those people. And then she said, 11, 10, 11, 12, keeping up. I do not like making amends. That's all there is to it. I have to look at my behavior every day. And when things aren't going the way I want them to, I have to go back to step one. I have to look at my behavior. What am I trying to control? What's my part in the situation? I have to look at all of that. And then when I got to step 11, I did not know how to pray. I had to learn how to pray because, as I told you, I put God out of my life years ago. And I had to learn how to pray. And my first prayer and the prayer that I do constantly is, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for this day. I learned how to look at all the good that happened and all the bad. And I have to accept all that. And what I've learned is acceptance and understand that they're the God, I'm not it. Because when my son was going through his illness, and my son died in 2018, April 20th, 2018. This is the anniversary month of my son's death. And I had to use these steps and lean on my sponsor as I watched my son go through his pain. My sponsor told me, she said, Maddie, you're going to have to learn to parent your son as an adult. He is not your baby anymore. How difficult that was to do, but I learned to do it. As a parent, to watch my son die was very, very painful. But the program of Al-Anon and AA, they walked me through that pain because they told me they would do that. And when I got to step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, now I want you to know I have not had one of those ha-ha moment, the burning bush, none of that. For me, step 12, I have to continue to be in the rooms. I have to continue to lean on a God of my understanding. I have to continue showing up. I carry the message by doing service. I'm in service today, but I do that because this is what I love to do. I enjoy service. I've been a GR. I've been a DR. I've been an alternate delegate, and today I serve Texas East as their delegate. I never thought that I would be a delegate representing Texas East and Al-Anon. I came for all the wrong reasons, and I stayed. God had a plan. I didn't know what that plan was. But today, I thank God every day for the opportunity to be able to suit up and show up. If you're new in the Fellowship of Al-Anon, I'll tell you, come all the way in, sit all the way down, and stay. Because miracles do happen in this room. And if you don't think miracles happen, just stick around a while. Stick with the winners. I heard people say, stick with someone who has what you want. And get on their coattail, get in the car, Follow them. Because before you know it, you'll love yourself more than you love him. That connection I have with God today, God, Maddie, God, Maddie. And there's nobody else in between that umbilical cord, God, Maddie. So Yvonne, I want to thank you again for putting this and showing what diversity is, because we are in the rooms. We're there. We just need to come in and stay. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for listening.